Anyway, Big Fatty pays his bills on time, by gosh darn it. And you better believe that you can set your pocket watch by that. I know. Thank you, though, for that assist. He's like, he's got the cue cards. But he's like, oh, he's drunk again. He's never going to make it through the show. Doesn't he know he's jeopardizing the whole family? Why do you... So, anyway.
No wonder Max is hiding under the table.
Like, oh, maybe this will shield me from their thoughts. He pays his bills on time, gosh darn it, and prides himself on that. But sometimes that's out of your control, and he had a situation where it was out of his control. Well, Big Fatty, I'm only talking about that because I have just recently had a situation where I was not happy. And, you know, we all have a little bit of circus swindler in us, but this is not circus swindle. This is, like, for reals, like, not a mistake, like, on my part.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty's drunk again.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4287 of the BFO for Wednesday the 10th of July 2024. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. A little show. Big Fatty, just go ahead and tell him it's gonna be a train wreck, cause you got nothing. You got nothing.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Aw, Chris.
Big Fatty, good morning. I don't want to wake everybody up.
It's okay. Everybody's already awake from Aw, Chris. But a gracious good morning to you.
Good morning.
Brothers, Big Fatty, hi everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, your brothers today, because y'all, my middle brother. Today is his 65th celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Tamari the 11th is his wife, my sister-in-law. And wishing us good morning, y'all, that's Brendan from the Yuck. And Aw, Chris, and whispering to us in our ears, the boys from Enormous.
Here at Fat Acres, life is good. Where that big fatty plays, he takes nipper walks. The neighborhood and hangs out with all of the gays. Miss Kitty and Olive are his friends, and then there's young Nicholas too. Granny and Durwood are his pals, and he is our Fatty the Pooh. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, that famous podcaster who natters and stuff. He's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, master of that special chair. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, he loves the puppet show with guys who are buff. It's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, showing off his big old pair.
Dear Big Fatty, we love Fatty the Pooh. It's true. Y'all, I'm just gonna go ahead and state it right now.
When you're alone and life's making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
Y'all, I received a message on the Twix from Dinner saying, Big Fatty, thank you so much for the anniversarium. Greetings on Monday. I had to listen to it a couple of times because I wasn't sure if you were talking about T. Wiggles and me, since you never mentioned our names. Y'all, it's just sad. It's just sad. So, happy anniversarium on Monday, Digger and T. Wiggles.
Downtown, everything's waiting for you.
Yeah, I guess y'all, before you go downtown, you know, that Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And y'all, it's going to be, I think it's Celebrity Millionaire, because they're going to have two celebrities sitting in the hot seats. And y'all, the Stujo audience is back, and so it's kind of getting back to the old millionaire, but with celebrities. Big Fatty, that's not the old. That's the new old. Oh, okay. Y'all, that'll be exciting. And y'all, you know, it's 1 week. 1 week from today is the premiere of the Big Ballot. And y'all, I saw that on one of the spoiler sites that they said that it's not going to be a live move-in. They're gonna move in on Tuesday the 16th, and then it's a two night premiere on the 17th and the 18th. But it'll already be they will have already been in the house for a day, so you know they'll have some content. Big Fatty, maybe you should move into the house so you can have some content. Well, we could use it today because y'all, I got nothing. I got nothing. Y'all, the only thing, I have two things written down. I take that back. There are four things written down on my list for today. And one of them was to remind you about Millionaire. The second one was that, it was a gas report from the Laughing Buddha up there in the St. Paul, Minnesota. Y'all, he paid $3.59 a gallon. Y'all, gas has gone up here also. I need to fill Ruby Red up soon, but I'm going to hold off for another day or so. Y'all, I was going to tell you about the wine dinner, which I'll tell you about in a few minutes. And y'all, the last word on here, pudding. Pudding. Oh, Big Fatty, the old people love pudding. And it usually gives them gas. It's true. Y'all, I made some pudding. I made some sugar-free or zero sugar vanilla pudding, you know, Dr. Stone. Yes, Big Fatty, like I said, the old people love pudding. Dr. Stone enjoys the sugar-free or zero calorie. I don't know how it's labeled, but he said he liked the chocolate, but he really liked the vanilla and the banana. Oh, Big Fatty, Dr. Stone likes a banana. Well, is that cold for anything? No, I think it just means he likes a banana. Anyway, so y'all, and it's delicious. I put the last of the, you know, I got the vanilla, the mini vanilla wafers. And y'all, I sprinkled them on top of it. Y'all, I had a banana, and Gary with two R's had brought to me, and y'all, I went to slice it up to go in there. Y'all, it already turned black inside, bruised, Big Fatty, because he had it down his pants. Well, that could be. But anyway, a banana, if I was going to make banana bread, it was perfect. But I wasn't. So, let's see. After I talked to you yesterday, the Nip stopped by for a little visit. y'all, we will not be going to Shady Pines on Tuesday, because it is the wine dinner. Later tonight, I'll tell you more about that in a few minutes. But y'all, after the Nip left, y'all watched, of course, the CBS Evening News with Miss Nora O'Donnell. Big Fatty, you didn't play the music. Well, you know, you can't do it. Oh, Big Fatty, it's not the same. Play it! And you know, I mentioned yesterday that I watched the end of that octopus game. But y'all, I started watching The Mole. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, that came on years and years and years ago in that Anderson Vanderbilt was the host of it. And y'all, I thoroughly enjoyed it. And then I think he did like the first year or the first couple of years and somebody else took over and it wasn't as good. But y'all, and this is on the Netflix and chill. But anyway, I started watching that. I just got one episode in, and then of course I had to watch the Jeopardy. Oh yes, Big Fatty, the old people love the pudding and the Jeopardy, and y'all, it was good. It was good. Good. Y'all, they've got to be coming towards the end of this season, because you know, they'll be going. They'll take some time off, and then they'll come back with all their tournaments. They won't have as many tournaments this year, but anyway, and and then y'all, after the Jeopardy. First of all, the Atlanta Braves are out there in the Arizona. Big Fatty, maybe they'll see God. Well, could be. They're playing in Arizona, and y'all, the game didn't start till 9:40 p.m. in the evening Eastern, which of course is the only time zone that matters. Y'all, Big Fatty ain't gonna stay. Big Fatty ain't got time for that. So I didn't have that to watch. They're on a West Coast swing. Yes, Big Fatty, Arizona, and then they're gonna go see Dr. Stone in the San Diego. It's true. Night's game is on the Apple Snack TV Plus. Let's see. What was I saying? Oh, y'all, so I watched the Antiques Roadshow. Ah, Big Fatty, you got the trifecta: pudding and Jeopardy and Antiques Roadshow. It's true. What did I have for my supper? I'm trying to think. Did I even eat supper? I don't remember. Big Fatty downtown. Okay. But, you know, it's not important. It's not important. I had pudding. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I know what I had. Y'all, I just snicker-snacked on some of that ham solid that I had made. And anyway, y'all, slept like a baby on Monday night. Y'all woke up, I don't know, about quarter till seven, got up, turned on Miss Gail King. Y'all, she's back. She's back. And then I read the paper and had my breakfast. Y'all, I had some marbled rye bread. You know, it's half rye and half pumpernickel. Oh yes, it's Big Fatty. We go way back with the Nickels. I've never met Pumpa though. You should meet Pumpa. Oh yes, Big Fatty, I can't wait. But anyway, I Big Fatty, it really is a train wreck today. You're just talking out of your ass. Well, you know, that's what Big Fatty does best. Yes, Big Fatty. But did all that. Y'all, I've walked for an hour indoors. Y'all, it's been raining a little bit. Weather with Big Fatty. And that's that. And y'all, here I am sitting down recording the little show. Y'all are listening to some other little shows while I'm walking. And, y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah, I guess y'all, I've mentioned it several times already today, but y'all, Tuesday evening, y'all, and I'm reading from the menu here, y'all, it's the Grape Expectations July Wine Dinner. It's a four-course dinner, and there's a wine pairing with each course, and, y'all, the first course is Shrab. Oh, Big Fatty, it really is sad. Shrimp and Crab Louie with grilled romaine. It's shrimp and jumbo lump crab meat tossed in a creamy tarragon mustard sauce over a grilled romaine wedge drizzled with Italian vinaigrette. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, we have a Chardonnay with that. And the next course is linguine and grilled scrimps with gorgonzola cream sauce. And y'all, that is paired with a Pinot Noir. The main course is chicken C-I-P-O-L-L-A Capola with sausage and artichokes chicken stuffed with sausage, artichokes, goat cheese, ricotta, Romano, and Parmesan, topped with a creamy onion sauce, and served with green beans with garlic and caramelized onions. And y'all, that'll be, we'll get a red blend with that. And y'all, then the dessert is Dessert Rosa, a Carrabba's original created by Johnny Carrabba's mother, Rose, layers of fluffy yellow cake, vanilla pudding, Big Fatty pudding, and bananas, strawberries, and pineapple, topped with whipped cream and served with a chocolate dipped strawberry, Big Fatty. And that will come with a rosé prosecco y'all, that sounds pretty good. And I guess, yes, Big Fatty, you'll probably tell us all about how it was. Oh, dear, Gussie. And, y'all, the best part is, you know, I get a 10% discount with my AARP membership. Yes, Big Fatty, cheap ass. Anyway, we'll tell you all about that on how it went on tomorrow's little show. Oh, Big Fatty, preview it and then review it. It's a clear sign. It's time to shut it down. Well, we'll see. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Be heading to the Von's East later today. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Taste Like Burning. And Tim, what do you think folks will be saying after the wine dinner?
Big Fatty's drunk again.
Well, they probably won't be wrong. Cheers!
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.